Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning we've got Dr. Jiwon Hong in the studio. Morena, how are
Hello.
You?
Hi.
It's nice
Thank
to have you.
For inviting me.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. So you are the Hugo Charitable Trust Research Fellow in the Department of Surgery at the School of Biological Sciences
yes.
at the University of Auckland.
Yes.
That's a good lengthy title.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's very awesome. We're talking to you about basically acute pancreatitis this morning and some of the drug research that you're doing around that.
Yep.
Let's just start right at the very basics. What's a pancreas and what's pancreatitis?
So pancreas, it is the organ that's located behind the lower part of the stomach, and it produces the enzymes to break down the food. And normally these pancreatic enzymes are released into the small intestine and then get activated. However, in the pancreatitis, these enzymes become activated before leave the pancreas,
okay.
So that they can start attacking the pancreas itself.
Oh,
yeah,
that doesn't sound good. So what does the pancreas actually do for your body? Why are they important? Is it like an appendix? Can you just get it taken out? Or
so that's the key roles for the pancreas is to release the hormone to regulate the blood level, blood sugar,
mm-hmm.
And the releasing these enzymes to break down the food. So those are the two main reasons for the pancreas.
So we definitely need it in there.
Yeah, you definitely need it.
So why is there such a big gap in the effect of treatment of pancreatitis?
Yes, so before probably talking about it, I may actually need to just mention a few things. So most of the patients with the acute pancreatitis, they can completely recover after a few days,
okay.
Receiving the supportive treatment that can manage the pain and also recover, help to recover the pancreas. However, the problem is the severe pancreatitis that involves the organ failure, such as heart, lungs, and kidney. Those are the vital organs that you need for your life. But those organs can be affected with the pancreatitis, a severe form of this pancreatitis.
Okay, so that's kind of what you're sort of, I guess, trying to help as people who've kind of got past that stage of being fixed.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And those patients with this multiple organ failure, the survival rate is only about 50%. So half of the patients dies very sadly. So that's why we need some sort of drug treatments that can be effective and specific for these patients. But this is obviously not available at the moment.
So that's what you're trying to achieve with your research
is
to basically find the drugs that will sort of, I guess, reduce that really huge rate of death.
I have identified three potential drugs that can reduce the tissue damage in the vital organs in the pancreatitis. So these novel drugs target different aspects of the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And using the various experimental models that we have for the pancreatitis and also the damaged isolated lung tissues, I'm investigating if these drugs can prevent the target cells and organs from the inflammatory damage.
So how many people work on this? Is it just you and a small team, or is there like a lot of people?
Yeah, a lot of people helping me. I am still the early career researcher, so I need the help from this and other people. Prof. John Winger from the Department of Surgery and Associate Professor Anthony Phillips in the same group, and Associate Professor Eva Rupindlo, and also Professor Colin Green, they are all helping me, and also we've got other research fellows and students. They
sounds
are all
like,
involved.
Sounds yes. like you have a good team then around
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Hey, we've had a couple of questions from listeners come in. Someone says, what are the symptoms of pancreatitis?
So very bad abdominal pain. It is one of the painful disease, abdominal disease. So abdominal stomach pain and also swollen abdomen and nausea and vomiting and fever.
Not good then.
Not good. It is one of the painful ones.
So if you're kind of feeling like that, straight to hospital? Is that the situation? Oh dear, not good. And someone else said, is pancreatitis an autoimmune disease like Crohn's or is it something different?
It's slightly different.
Less autoimmune or?
So this is also known to be linked with some of the autoimmune disease, but then not the Crohn's, to my understanding.
Well, it's fascinating to have you in here this morning. Thank you so much for chatting to us today. It sounds like really important research as well, especially with there being such a big gap in that industry too. So thank you so much, Dr. Jiwon Hong, for coming in this morning.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.